This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So we have Chef Jason Santos in hanging out with us this morning. Kennedy is off on vacation this week. She'll be back next week. You can stream us on the Odyssey app, 617-655-1234. If you have a question for Chef about any of his restaurants, about the cookbooks, or about Hell's Kitchen, or, you know, Bar Rescue. Dan, you had a question for Chef?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about how tipping culture in the USA is changing and how there's kind of been a big conversation, especially because of your industry,
yep,
where people are starting to say, are we tipping too much on too many things? Or should it be on the restaurant to pay the servers a living wage instead of forcing the customer to tip 25-30% or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I'm a little bit older, so I'm more old school, so I think it's gotten a little out of hand in my opinion. But I think rule of thumb for me is you tip on good service, exceptional service, whether it's at a restaurant or a barbershop, or if you feel like someone went above and beyond, then feel free to tip. I know it's customary in the restaurant, but you know, there's nothing, you go get a coffee and they spin that little machine around and it's like 30% tip and it's like, I got a coffee, you know?
Yeah.
But so it puts you in a position. But what I make sure in my restaurants is we don't put anybody in that position. You tip what you feel is acceptable. We don't force you. We don't up that tipping mark so you tip more. I just think that's a little bit unprofessional.
All right. Caden is from Fall River. Good morning, Caden.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef Jason Santos.
Good morning, Chef. I have to say, I love watching you. My roommates and I, we watch all the time. Of course, we love Gordon Ramsay, but you're awesome too.
Thank you very much.
And what is your question?
So, love being second. So,
nothing wrong with silver, baby.
So my question is, well, technically it's a two-parter. One is, who is the better person to work for, Gordon Ramsay, or is it going to be John Taffer? The second part to that is, are they both as genuine as they seem to be?
Well, first of all, I would never answer that first question on air. I would be out of two jobs. Secondly, they're both incredible. They both are really tremendous in their field and know a lot. And I will say this because I get asked this a lot. Both shows are exceptionally real. I know it's TV and you think, oh, it's TV, but I'm telling you, Bar Rescue, what you see is what you get. There's no overproduction. It's really, cameras are showing you what's happening. And same with Gordon's show. I mean, you see what you see. So it's reality TV, but I will say they're very real and both are tremendous to work with.
When you were a contestant on Hell's Kitchen, what's the worst insult Gordon called you?
I mean, back in the day, he was pretty ruthless, but I can't say it on the air, but he called me a lot of adjectives and swore and threw some pans. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy. But the stuff that he used to say is, they'll get you canceled nowadays.
Yeah.
My son learned a lot of words from Gordon Ramsay when he was younger watching that show. I think about the first couple of seasons of that show, what he was like compared to, you know, how you evolve. You change.
I mean, you sort of have to. It's funny because back then it was ruthless. Now it's, you know, evolved a little bit into pass the shallots, you know.
Let's see. We have, who do I have here? I believe it is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Say hello to Chef Jason Santos.
Hi, Chef Jason.
Good morning.
So I also happen to really like Asian cuisine. However, as someone who's allergic to like fish and shellfish, it's really hard to find things that I can substitute like the fish sauce or and stuff in the cuisine. Is there any suggestions you might have?
I mean, I've noticed a lot, you know, a lot of times in Asian food, like you said, fish sauce or oyster sauce, but there's vegetarian versions of it. I mean, there's so many versions out there and a lot of allergies and stuff that you're starting to see a lot of different components, you know, to make up for the shellfish, fish sauce or oyster sauce, like I said. But there's a lot of stuff out there. You just got to keep looking. Fish sauce is such a unique ingredient, though, and personally, I think that's really hard to duplicate, but one of my favorite ingredients as well.
Fish sauce, though, my wife uses it,
yeah,
and a little too much of it.
Oh, it's got some funk for sure. And a little bit will, you know, make your teeth fall out of your mouth.
I keep trying to say to her, I'm like, I don't know how much you just put in,
yeah,
but that was about 99%
too
much.
Yeah, if your house starts smelling, it's a little too much.
I'm just like,
yeah.
It's a lot.
A little goes a long way.
it's a good
attitude for life.
A lot of the substitutes I see are like Worcestershire sauce and stuff, but a lot of those also have like anchovies in it. Well, so it's been really hard to find something.
Yeah, Worcestershire obviously has anchovy in it. And again, that's such a unique ingredient. It's hard to duplicate. But I don't know if they make a vegetarian version of Worcestershire, but I'd be willing to bet you go on that big company called Amazon and you'll probably find it.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for calling
in,
Jessica. We got a text from the 716. Can't call in, but can you ask Chef if he eats his wings with ranch or blue cheese? Michelle from Buffalo.
Oh, such a great
take your
question.
Time answering this one.
All day long blue cheese dressing. All day long. A good chunky blue cheese dressing. Roquefort, gorgonzola. Oh, it's the best.
What do you say to the people who bring up mold?
Bring up mold?
Isn't blue cheese like...
Oh, like what? Yeah, I mean...
Moldy buffalo wings.
It is injected with mold, and that's what makes it taste so delicious.
What is your favorite restaurant to eat at here in town that's not yours, or one that, you know, every time you've been there, they have delivered? And to back that question up, I've heard and read a little bit that the Michelin rating system is coming to Boston soon.
Yeah.
That we could have a Michelin star rated restaurant or whatever in town. So favorite restaurant, and which ones do you think might be up for Michelin, if you know?
So favorite restaurant, I mean, I don't eat out a ton with the 3-year-old, but last great meal I had was Fascia, Ken Oranger's restaurant on Newberry Street.
Okay.
Amazing pastas, gluten-free, tremendous,
Fascia.
Like really great meal. Yeah, and then I also ate at Geppetto, Will Gilson's place in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Awesome Italian food, so good. And as far as the Michelin guide goes, I mean, it's definitely coming to Boston. I think there's a lot of chefs that are really excited that are going after that sort of star. But
right.
I think, Tim Cushman's sushi restaurant, I'd mm-hmm. be willing to bet that's right out of the gate. That's pretty incredible.
Would you ever aspire to get a Michelin star?
I mean, my restaurants now are sort of casual at this point because I sort of give everybody what they want. But, you know, when you're going after a Michelin star, you don't just say, hey, I'm going to make buttermilk and bourbon, go after it. You have to start fresh and have this amazing.
Oh, when you create from the beginning.
It's perfection, you right. know.
Feels like too much work.
You definitely dedicate your life to a Michelin star. It's all in, you know.
All right, Chef Jason Santos going to be hanging out with us for the rest of the show this morning, and we'll be back on the show again tomorrow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.